from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show, broadcasting live from 94 WIP's Camp Comeback at the NovaCare Complex, driven by Hitch RV. Hitch RV, your premier family-owned dealership for locations. Go to HitchRV.com. And joining us right now in our Hitch RV, this incredible thing we're in, and we've been here all, Hugh, we've been in this trailer for weeks watching training camp. We've got to talk to certain players. And today, we get a chance to talk to Eagles linebacker Zach Bond. Zach, how you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you? Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Yeah, we're good. I mean, so we're almost through this thing now, right? Just a few more days, I guess, of training camp, and then you guys start getting ready, you know, really for game one in the regular season. So first camp, first year in Philadelphia. Give us a sense of what this camp has been like, maybe compared to your time in New Orleans, and, you know, each year's a little different. This camp, what's it been like with the Eagles?
Yeah, it's been great, honestly. I heard a lot about the organization and the people and the culture and everything about Philly, just from my buddy TJ Edwards that was here a couple years ago. And it's great. It lived up to every expectation, and I'm excited to get this season rolling. And camp's been awesome.
So what was your biggest – what has been so far your biggest adjustment coming from New Orleans to Philadelphia?
Probably the weather's a lot nicer here.
Are you kidding me?
New Orleans? Have you been to New Orleans in the summer?
Wait a minute. You saying the weather's nicer here than it is in New Orleans?
Have you been to New Orleans
in
the summer?
Yes, it's hot.
It's hot.
And the bug, like
it's hot. You're swimming
like,
you in
know,
it.
You know, we was yesterday, like the palmetto bugs, they're like huge.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Huge.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. But other than that, this has just been great. It's been awesome, really.
How about Vic Fangio? You know, every time we talk to, and we've had a lot of defensive players on since we got here. We had Jalex Hunt, we had Quinyon, we had Isaiah Rogers, and they all seem to say, he's old school, and everyone seems to like Vic and how direct he is. Even in his press conferences, he gets asked a question, he gives an answer. And sometimes coaches, you know, they kind of dance around what they really feel. What's it been like with Vic Fangio?
Oh, it's been great. I really studied his scheme from the outside, looking in. And it's a lot similar to what we did at Wisconsin during my time there. But you can just tell this defense has developed and transitioned in so many ways, from the coverages to the different blitz varieties. And then Vic himself is just a shoot it straight guy. Like he's not going to BS. He's not going to mess around. He loves the game, and this is everything for him.
How do you feel like? Because for the most part, Coach Fangio, when he talks about the defense, he doesn't mince words a whole lot. Is he kind of like that in the meeting? Does he use like colorful language when he talks about how you guys are playing out there?
Oh yeah. If you mess up, he's going to let you know. He's not going to shy away from it. And if you do something good, he'll also let you know. Which is good. It goes both ways.
So, Zach, why Philadelphia? Was it they had early interest in you? You know, you're a guy, you played your few years in New Orleans after you got drafted, hit free agency, and you came here pretty quickly. Was it you wanted to be here, you were looking for an opportunity, or did the Eagles come after you right away? Because you were one of the first guys to sign early in free agency with the Eagles.
Yeah, they were on me right away. And then talking with my agent, it was just a scheme thing. It was a culture thing. And then obviously Pay's in there as well, and all three matched up, and I was really excited to get here.
When you look at this defense, I mean, and I know it's still a work in progress, but what do you – what like when I talk about identity, what do you think the identity of this defense is going to be moving forward?
Yeah, this is a fast, hard-hitting, good tackling team with high IQ and got a lot of different guys that can make plays at a lot of different positions.
So it's like – because I remember, like, we talk about it a lot, and I try to tell my partner a lot, and you said something that really jumped out to me. Like, a team that we had here a few years ago, they were like a 70-sack team. They got after the quarterback a whole lot. Do you think the strength of this team is going to be more being in the right spots, being smart, and being more of an opportunistic defense, or do you see them being the aggressive pass rusher, getting after the quarterback type of defense?
I honestly think it's going to be a mix of both. Like, with Vic's scheme – we're going to be in the right spot 100%, and then everyone's on this defense is a playmaker, has the ability to make plays. And if they can make plays, they're out there, you know what I'm saying?
So another question, like when you look at – because a lot of what you do is going to be predicated on what that defensive line does, especially when you're dropping back in coverage. Who has been the one defensive player that you've seen so far up front that you look at and be like, yeah, that cat right there, he's going to be a real problem for somebody?
Yeah, I heard a lot about these Georgia boys.
Yeah.
Coming in when they were coming in and seeing JC and JD in person.
Uh-huh.
They're just massive human beings. They can move people. They don't get moved, and then they got the finesse too. You know, that's uncommon in a lot of defensive linemen.
Zach Bond, Eagles linebacker, joining us here on the Midday Show. Tell us about you as a player. For fans out there who have not seen much of you with the New Orleans Saints the last couple of years, and, you know, we've seen you a little bit in the preseason games, but, like, describe yourself as a player. Because people here want to love linebackers. The Eagles, and you might know this, you might not, it's not a position they typically draft in the first round. It's been decades. Like, it's a position every year there seems to be new linebackers here. But people always want good linebackers because it does seem to matter a lot now, even more in the modern NFL. What kind of player are you? Tell us about Zach Bond, the player. What should we expect?
Yeah, I mean, I was in college as an outside linebacker. And then with my time, 4 years with the Saints, I kind of made that transition to off the ball. So now I feel like I'm a versatile guy that can do a lot of different things. I can play off the ball. I can play in coverage. You can put me on the ball. I can pass rush. That's what I did at Wisconsin. And then it's just the playmaking ability, the instincts take.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's over, you know?
So, Zach Bond, as you walked over, I remember this when you signed, but then it, like, hit me again. You're wearing number 53, right?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know the lineage of 53 in Philadelphia?
I guess I don't.
Well,
I guess
there's a player sitting about a foot and a half to your left that wore number 53.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's not that. See, Joe likes to make it. It wasn't a big deal. But he brought it up because I saw
it. I didn't mean to have to apologize.
It was like he was sorry, like he didn't know. No, it's fine. It's fine, young man. It's fine. It's okay.
In my defense, I didn't watch a lot of NFL football growing up. So all the history stuff is kind of over my head.
So, Hugh, what do you think of this guy wearing your number? I mean, that's a big thing.
He's a lot taller than me. definitely a lot taller than me. So, you know, he got the height thing going for it. And, I mean, you know, it's pretty cool to see it. And I'm definitely, you know, when you watch somebody wear the number that you used to wear, you definitely watch them play. Yeah, I'm excited to see what you're going to do this year. No doubt about it.
I appreciate it.
I mean,
it.
If you want to match Hugh, I mean, he had a 15-sack season. He was an all-pro. I mean, just like some...
But he's an actual linebacker.
I know.
I pretended to be one.
Well, yeah, you did pretend. just some goals here. All right, so, Zach, I got to throw this at you. I throw this at different guests we have because for the last 2 years, Hugh's been trying to tell me defense is a luxury, not a necessity in the NFL. You are a defensive player. Is defense a necessity to win a championship in the NFL?
Defense wins championships.
Thank you. Thank
See,
you.
He's young.
Defense wins championships.
This is the real 53 right here.
You need a good defense to win a championship.
Not in this day and age. Look at when you look at most of the teams that have won Super Bowls over the last couple of years, what are the plays that you remember? What is one of the biggest plays you remember from the Super Bowl from last year? See, defensively can't think
of it. Yeah, but how'd they get there? They got there with a defense.
Okay, now offensively, how many offensive plays do you remember from that game?
Yeah, quite a few, but that's besides the point. When people watch NFL football, they're watching offense.
Right,
they're watching
offense. The highlights are going to be offense.
Yes. Yes.
But the Chiefs got there with a big-time defense.
See, I like how he's in it right now, so that's why he feels as strongly as he does, because he's still in it. I'm pretty sure, young man, if I was playing, I'd feel the same way too. But I'm on the other side now. I'm an analyst, and I see things – for the truth. Defenses nowadays, man, they're great to have. They're great to be smart, like smart guys like yourself, to be out there and make plays. But listen, at the end of the day, you got to look at your quarterback to make the plays.
I agree to disagree with you.
That's all we do on the show.
He says it nicer than I do. Yeah. I usually yell at him.
He usually calls me names and stands up.
Don't turn out like him when you're done playing. He was a defensive player. I don't know what happened to him here. So a few days ago, we played a clip of Darius Slay on his podcast saying 17 points per game on defense is a goal he thinks you guys can achieve this year. What do you think about that? And that would be great. That's a high bar. I mean, the NFL these days, it feels like most games are in the 20s. How good can you guys be on defense?
I think this defense is going to be really good. I really do. Just out here at practice, seeing how we work, seeing how many guys we got that can make plays and do the right thing day in and day out, I think we're going to be really good this year.
Tell us about Jalen Hurts, what it's been like going up against him at camp. You know, he's still young in his career, but he's done a lot already. And 2 years ago, he was in the MVP race. Last year, he wasn't quite as great as he was the year before. But we keep hearing about how great he's been, including, I'm not sure, are you aware of his interceptionless streak? Have you thought about this?
No, I'm not aware.
So one of our beat writer here at our radio station, Elliot Shore Parks, he tracks this. Like he writes down every throw Jalen's made from the beginning of training camp. And Jalen hasn't thrown a pick yet. So, I mean, I don't know if you want to try to get one tomorrow or the next day, so he has one on his resume. But to tell us about Jalen, how he's played in camp.
It's really impressive to see the way he works and the way he approaches the game. And there's no question why he's done so well in this league. I think the no interceptions is his ability to use his legs. If he's in trouble or there's a contested ball, he's smart enough to know that he's got his legs in his back pocket and he could take off and run at any moment.
Well, and he's done that for his first couple years in the NFL. Zach, before we let you go, the next time, we'll see you on Saturday for the game. But then after that, it's week one. It's Brazil. What are your thoughts on playing a game in Brazil? Have you played with the Saints any of the overseas games?
Yeah, I went to London one time. And I'm excited for Brazil. I think it's going to be great. Me and my wife actually went there last year to Sao Paulo and Rio and visited a buddy there. But it's awesome. It's a great city.
Well, it's going to be fun. We're just 2 weeks, we're 2+ weeks away from the Eagles and the Packers in Brazil. Zach, thanks so much for hopping in. It's great to meet you. And number 53, I mean, to me now, because you think defense matters, you're the real 53. It's over for Hugh Douglas. You're the real 53. Eagles linebacker Zach Bond. Zach, thank you and good luck this season.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Appreciate y'all.
Eagles linebacker Zach Bond with us on the Midday Show. And hopefully, that's a defensive player right there.
Yeah,
he knows it matters.
He's into the thick of it, and he's supposed to say that, man. But when he steps back, when he starts analyzing football games, he's going to be like, you know what? They really put a whole lot of emphasis on that offensive side of the ball.
When he forgets who he is, like you forgot who
is
you
that
were.
What it is?
I
consider myself progressive.
Yeah, okay.
That's
crazy.
What I consider.
Whatever word you want to use.
Plant-based.
Plant-based.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.